This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have signaled a stronger military posture ahead of amid a series of recent North Korean missile test launches and a potential nuclear test. The president said at a news conference Saturday that he and South Korean President Yoon are committed to strengthening the close engagement between the two countries. He said that agreement includes addressing the threat posed by North Korea. Biden's on the first stop of a six-day trip to South Korea and Japan. The comments came as North Korea continues working on its weapons programs with 16 missile tests this year. President Yoon said through an interpreter that Biden had confirmed what he called the ironclad U.S. commitment to defending South Korea. Pyongyang tested an intercontinental ballistic missile in March, its first in more than 4 years, and officials have warned that Pyongyang may conduct additional missile or even nuclear tests while Biden is in Asia. The two leaders said after a meeting that they will consider expanded joint military exercises to deter the nuclear threat from North Korea. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The announcement during Biden's visit to Seoul reflects a shift in direction from former U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump had considered scrapping the exercises and had expressed affection for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The announcement may also put to rest concerns in Seoul that Washington would revert to the Obama administration's policy of strategic patience, in which it largely looked the other way while North Korea expanded its nuclear arsenal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
More on Biden's trip to East Asia at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.